Eight of the nine Office of Hawaiian Affairs Board of Trustees met behind closed doors in executive session. They discussed the performance of OHA Chief Executive Officer Kamanaʻopono Crabb to include the possibility of terminating his contract. Cynthia Caberto took leave from her job in the OHA Fiscal Section to make a plea to the trustees to stop their infighting.
The true travesty here is the monies that have been spent for legal fees amongst you all fighting with each other. The minutia needs to stop. Lay your swords down against each other and embrace one another to move our people forward.
A state audit in February criticized OHA for its spending practices and oversight, including $14 million in discretionary funding. DeMont Connor told the trustees that the CEO isn't the only one to blame.
13 of the $14 million, you guys were responsible for passing that. You guys didn't sign off on that. So you're going to throw the brother under the bus for something you didn't sign off on. If the paperwork wasn't correct, you should have went catch that. If the policies and procedures wasn't tight, that's your duty to fix that.
But after nearly 2 hours in executive session, OHA Board Counsel, former State Supreme Court Associate Justice Robert Klein, said CEO Crabb was on voluntary leave and no final determination was made.
The CEO is their sole employee. So they spent quite a bit of time today, as you know, discussing all aspects, the CEO's performance, and have not reached a conclusion because they have more that they want to look into and more they want to discuss. And as you know, the CEO was not present, so that discussion will continue.
But OHA trustee Keli'i Akina repeated his appeal for accountability short of naming the CEO.
I need to respect the confidentiality of the executive session, but I do want to say that I have been on record already calling for serious action to be taken by my fellow trustees to deal with the financial revelations about the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
OHA Board Chairperson Colette Machado says public testimony in support or against CEO Crabb will also be allowed to continue.
The decision that we made today was to continue to inquire more about the evaluation of the CEO. That was it. People are open to make all the comments they would choose to, but it's the board that makes the final outcome.
A 3/4 majority vote from 6 of the 9 members will be required to terminate the CEO contract, which was previously considered by the trustees last year, but did not have the required votes. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.